enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining me here today for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, lots of fun straight ahead because esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein, is standing by from the Motor City to tell us about all the stories that have been happening in there. There have been lots of them over the past week or so, including a new CEO at Ford, an announcement between BMW and their ramping up of carbon fiber, and lots of other cool stories as well. Coming up a little later on in this hour of the broadcast, Pam Oates, ASC certified technician, is going to be joining us to talk a little bit about, believe it or not, Memorial Day is not that far off, and lots of people are going to be taking for the highways. They're going to be taking road trips, and Pam is going to be helping us get ready for those road trips for Memorial Day and the upcoming summer months. Along the way, you can get a hold of us at the usual number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email anytime, 24/7. It's Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Joining us now on the Auto World guest lines, one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He's an esteemed automotive journalist. He's been doing it since the 1970s, the late 1970s, and writes for a whole slew of publications and websites worldwide. He's also a contributor to NPR, National Public Radio, and he is the publisher of the Detroit Bureau. Joining us from the Motor City is our good friend Paul Eisenstein. Paul, welcome, and how are you today?
Fine, Bob. Good to be with you.
Well, let's begin by talking about one of the stories making headlines right now on the DetroitBureau.com, and that's the fact that BMW has big plans for carbon fiber. Tell us a little bit about this recent announcement.
Yeah, pretty interesting, isn't it? For those who don't understand what carbon fiber is, it's a super lightweight material, and it's been in use, well, in race cars, Formula One cars, for example, for quite some time. You see it on a few exotic vehicles, the new McLaren P1, for example. But it is extremely expensive. It's difficult to manufacture, slow anyway, and it's the sort of material that until now has only really shown up on those exclusive vehicles. We're starting to see a push to go mainstream, in part because it is super light. That's a great thing when you're talking about trying to meet fuel economy standards. You know, every 100 pounds of mass you remove equals about a mile a gallon. But it's even more important, Bob, when you're talking about electric vehicles, because if you can reduce the weight of a vehicle, you wind up getting more range. So BMW has been using it, I think you're aware, on both the i3 and the i8 models, right?
Absolutely.
And so what they're looking at doing is expanding it. BMW got into a joint venture with a company called SGL, and they have two huge plants, one in Germany and an even bigger one in Moses Lake, Washington State. And they've already been planning to double the size of that facility, and now it looks like they're going to actually triple it, and it's going to become the single largest producer of carbon fiber materials in the world. What does that mean? Well, we know that they are getting strong demand for the new i3, which is their little city car, battery car, and the i8, which is their plug-in hybrid. But now it appears they may be trying to use carbon fiber more extensively in some other products. What? We don't know yet, but it looks like carbon fiber could become a very important product going forward and maybe make the move from exotic to, well, maybe more mainstream luxury going forward on BMWs.
That's going to be very interesting to see, and we've certainly seen that with a number of other automakers as well. I mean, take, for example, the new Corvette Stingray for 2014 uses extensive carbon fiber in pieces such as the removable roof panel, and really transforms that roof panel into what used to be a rather heavy piece into an extremely lightweight piece that, you know, one person can take off no problem.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great example. And there are double benefits to that. Okay, so for one thing, the T-top is easy to take off of the new Corvette, but it also changes the center of gravity. It lowers it, and as probably probably everyone in your listening audience knows that the lower the center of gravity, the better it is for a sports car. So, and it's also, by the way, another factor in why the Corvette is getting as much as, what, 30 miles a gallon in highway mode. So there's all sorts of benefits that play out whether you are a battery car, a mainstream vehicle going for maximum mileage, or even a supercar.
Let's talk some Ford news in recent times. The Ford shareholders thanked Alan Mulally at their annual meeting. And, of course, the big news is Mark Fields, a gentleman I'm very familiar with and really enjoy his time with us here on air over the years. And I'm really happy to see Mark become the new CEO of Ford effective the 1st of July.
Yeah, this is one of those big stories that's sort of no surprise at the same time. We've had a general sense that Mark would become the new Ford chief executive for quite some time. In fact, David Colley, an occasional contributor to our site, just did a great little column, which we posted yesterday, a little bit of background. Mark actually thought he was going to become the CEO about 8 years ago, just before Mr. Mulally came on as chief executive. You know, he was recruited away as a surprise from Boeing. And it turns out that Mark really thought he was going to get the job because Bill Ford was going to move from chief executive just to a more reduced role as non-executive chairman. Instead, they recruited Alan Mulally, who has been credited with a major turnaround. And I think in the long run, it's been a good thing because, if anything, Mark Fields has learned even more about how to run a company under Mulally. I think he's going to be a significant chief executive in this business.
And a car guy, too, which doesn't hurt.
No, it does not at all. Mark really does get product, but he is a by-the-numbers guy. You know, he's got that Harvard MBA. And he is a no-nonsense guy who has the ability to get his message across. He's very good in the public eye. And I think this is going to be very important because Ford really does need to move the needle some more. As you know, it's staged a remarkable turnaround. From a stock price standpoint, it's sort of frozen over the last year. And it's had some issues that it has to deal with. It has to deal with a few quality problems. I think you're going to see a few very interesting things happen under Mark. One of the things that he will have to address is what happens with the Lincoln brand. He will also have to deal with quality. They've had their problems over the last few years. And you are almost certain to see some big news come up very soon about their sync system. You know, their infotainment system has been the cause of a lot of trouble. They fired Microsoft recently. Microsoft had come up with the sync technology, and they have now hired or signed up as a partner, basically the company that does the BlackBerry system out of Canada. And that's going to be an all-new version of Sync sometime soon. We don't have many details yet. We've got a little bit of a hint that changes are coming during the New York Auto Show last month. We'll talk more as we find out more.
Another story that continues to unfold, I continue to get a lot of emails and calls about it, is the investigations going on in Congress about General Motors and the faulty ignition switch. It seems like folks in the congressional group really want to know when the senior executives actually knew about the problem, and boy, it's been kind of a tough time for Mary Barra and some of the folks there at GM. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about General Motors and these congressional investigations ongoing. We'll also talk about Chrysler Fiat and their recent announcement of their new world headquarters.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
On-grid radio stations all across North America, including the information station AM 800 CKLW Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, as well as all of our other great affiliate stations and everybody listening around the world on the internet, becoming more and more popular these days, GCNLive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Paul Eisenstein is with us, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, esteemed automotive journalist, and we're talking about a whole slew of stories that have been making headlines in the world of automobiles. And if you want to be on the cutting edge of what's new in the automotive world, Paul has got some really cool free newsletters and all kinds of wonderful goodies that he offers to all of our Auto World listeners. Paul, tell us about all the things that folks can sign up for at thedetroitbureau.com.
Well, thanks, Bob. Of course, we do have the site itself, thedetroitbureau.com, where you'll stay on top of all the latest breaking news. You'll get columns, features, spy photos, and more. We're posting a story right now. In fact, I'm taking the breaks and hammering out some copy on the latest safety news, 1.5 million recalls from Chrysler and Ford. And if you want to stay on top of the news, if you're not at your computer screen, you can get our daily, weekly, or monthly newsletters. You can even have an alert every time we file a story, and those are all free. We also have Twitter feeds, and we have RSS feeds, and all of it is, as always, free.
Wonderful. Before the break, we were talking about the investigations that continue on GM. It seems like the folks in Washington, D.C. are ramping up pressure a little bit.
Yeah, there's clearly a lot of pressure from Washington. Now, unfortunately, the GM issue has become quite politicized. No surprise, it's an important political year. But there's also a lot of concern which goes beyond just the politics of Washington. And what we're seeing is many people raising the basic question. Now, it's an old Watergate question. Who knew what and when? Did Mary Barra, in fact, know about the problem with these ignition switches earlier than she says? And what about some of her top lieutenants? Remember, Barr was, in fact, the head of product development for several years before she was elevated to chief executive late last year. And the same can be said about a number of other people who were in senior positions where they, well, some people say, might have known about this and might not have taken the appropriate action. So we are seeing, hearing a lot of people raising questions. They want to know who knew what and when.
Yeah, it's definitely a story we got to continue to watch. Another story that I know you were traveling last weekend. I didn't catch up with you on this, and that was the big announcement that Toyota was moving its headquarters from Southern California to Texas. This follows on the heels of a number of years back when Nissan moved its global North American headquarters, its North American headquarters, I should say, from Southern California to Nashville. I understand there are certainly some economic reasons for doing this. The taxes in California are a killer, and there have been also some questions thrown out there that I know in the case of Nissan, when Nissan made that announcement that they were moving their corporate headquarters to Tennessee, a lot of the California-based people did not end up going. Is this a way that Toyota is going to shed some of their people? Is this an easy way to get people to step aside, Paul?
Bob, I think that when you look at if we were to ever get the full reason that senior executives wound up deciding to move, we'd find that they had quite a few reasons. Taxes certainly had to have been a part of their decision making, as was getting away from some of the what they would call onerous regulations in the state of California. You know, you have a government that second guesses an awful lot of the decisions that a corporation makes now. There are some people that feel they want to move to Texas to be closer to the truck market. They have been struggling to get into the pickup market. They just haven't been able to crack that code, and they may want to try to be down there and maybe figure out what it takes. I'm sure that relocation so that they're more central in the U.S. has some advantages in that they are closer to operations all across the country. Now, remember that Toyota now has a variety of plants all over North America, and this may just make them a little bit more centrally located. It was clear that they wanted to be in a location that had good connectivity when it comes to flights. So, for example, apparently they turned down one possible move to Charlotte, North Carolina, because that didn't have enough access to international flights so that people could easily get back to Japan, for example. But I don't disagree with you. I think that the idea that they might have wanted to move to shake up their workforce is a factor. We've seen other companies do this. I think, if I recall, only about 40% of the people who worked at Nissan when they moved from California to Nashville, Tennessee a few years back followed the company to the new location. And most likely they'll lose half of the people that are at Toyota currently when they make the move. And that includes not just the low-end workers. You're not just going to see secretaries and the like decide not to move. But I think you're also going to see some senior executives. If you remember, there were some top guys. It wasn't Jim Conley, who was their top product guy, decided not to make the move from California to Nashville with Nissan. So don't be surprised. There are a number of the folks in senior management at Toyota that love their homes along the Pacific Coast, and I wouldn't be surprised if a few of them, especially if they're close enough to retirement, that they might be able to get a package, say, guys, good luck, and thanks for all the fish.
Yeah, very true. And on the communication side, of course, at Nissan, Dean Case, who was there for many, many years on Nissan, he decided not to make the move. Tim Gallagher, who was the head of PR, decided just to become, step down and just become the West Coast representative. So we saw a lot of things there at Nissan. Another story I continue to monitor because I'm just fascinated by this this new company here, the new merge between the official new company that has spawned out of the Fiat Chrysler organization, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles. New headquarters is going to be in London. That's a little bit of a surprise.
Well, yes, it is and it isn't. They had a challenge. They needed to find a headquarters that would balance between the Italians and the American side of the company. They wanted to have a place that was sort of a neutral territory. So I guess both of them would feel equally snubbed, if you will. So London seems to be the best location. It's not the best in terms of time zones. You know, it's still better for Italians than it is for Americans, but there's enough overlap that it'll work. I guess CEO Marchionne is going to be spending most of his time in London now. Though, to be honest, knowing Sergio Marchionne, he's probably going to spend a lot of his time on planes shuttling between Auburn Hills and Italy. He seems to have really placed himself strongly in the U.S., in Detroit, so I don't think he's going to move away entirely.
Well, Paul, I know you've got a busy day, and next time I want to talk about that Chrysler Fiat five-year plan, but we'll step aside for this week and let you get on to your busy weekend activities and look forward to getting you back with us in the not-too-distant future.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Straight ahead, we've got Pam Oakes, ASC certified technician. We're going to get your vehicle ready.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Have other tax companies told you that you make too much money or have too many assets to qualify for an IRS tax settlement? You need to find out about the Wall & Associates difference.
My company is doing okay, but I messed up on the payroll taxes. Other tax firms told me I'll have to go on a payment plan, maybe for years. I didn't want that.
I was so worried about my husband's business that it was hard to sleep. I am so glad we called Wall & Associates. They were able to settle our IRS tax debt for a fraction of what we owed, and his business is still thriving. When everyone else said no way, Wall & Associates said yes.
To find out how to get the best settlement for large business or personal tax debts, call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. To put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-533-8101. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, indeed, you are listening to Auto World. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long, and now we're going to pop the hood here on the program. I am a non-certified technician. I'm a guy that played around with cars in high school, of course, but I'm a radio guy that just has a lifelong passion for all things automotive. But the lady joining us right now is someone with a very interesting background. She was a journalist, but her family was deeply involved in the automotive repair business. And after a career in the media, she decided to follow suit her grandfather, her father, and herself are ASE certified technicians. She's the owner of Pam's Motor City in Fort Myers, Florida. She also does a number of radio shows and has written a number of books, Car Care for the Clueless, and has a daily radio feature as well. Always a pleasure to talk with Pam Oakes. Pam, welcome to the broadcast. How you doing?
Thank you. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
It's getting to be that time of the year. I'll tell you, I always say this, you know, it's when you're older, time just flies. I remember not that long ago, or maybe it is long ago, when I was in school, and time just seemed to go just very, very slowly. It would be like 1 week would be the equivalent of a couple of months in the outside world. But once you're older, time flies, and here we are in May, and Memorial Day is not that far off, and lots of people are going to be heading out on road trips.
Oh, they are. They truly are. And normally this would be one of my three-day weekends that I'd be heading out myself, but I have a prior family commitment. So I'm kind of grounded, but, you know, still I'm getting prepped for. We have 4th of July, and we have Labor Day and everything in between to go to all those amusement parks, those national treasures that we have, Smithsonian, national parks. There's so much to see in America. And to see it, to really see it, is to be on that highway and driving down the road, taking a look to your left, to your right, not having your nose in a book, and see what's actually going on here in the States. And to do that properly, you need to have a properly functioning vehicle.
So true. I mean, there's nothing worse, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to automobile problems, than being out on a trip, you know, whether it's a Memorial Day trip or whether you're planning this something else down the road for this summer. But there's nothing worse than being someplace other than your home, perhaps in a faraway state, and have something go really wrong with your vehicle, because at times you're at the mercy of folks that perhaps you're not familiar with, and definitely at their mercy.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, that's why it's always good to have your vehicle checked out with the Nancy Blue Stopper dealership before you hit the highway. And, you know, somebody you're familiar with, somebody you're comfortable with, and, you know, tell them where you're going and explain, you know, it's going to be, you're driving like my father and you sit in the car for 14 hours, or if you're going to be like the rest of the U.S. and not try to beat the time, you're going to be stopping here and there. And the car, you know, it's going to go through a lot of punishment. We're going to be able to go through, check it out, make sure the antifreeze is up to par, make sure your oil change is ready to go, make sure those tires are in the proper condition to keep you on the road. Now, I have a list, if you have time today.
Sure.
Will get you out of a jam if you do happen to have an emergency roadside situation like a flat tire or something like that.
That sounds great. I would love to hear that. Go right ahead.
Well, first of all, I know they're maybe about $20, $30, but you need to get what they call as a battery jump box. These things are wonderful. First of all, since 95 on up, we've always recommended do not jump a car off of another one. Because remember, electricity is almost as fast as the speed of light, and you can get a little spike through there. I'm not going to see it. You're not going to see it. Nobody's going to see it. And you know who's going to know it? Your vehicle. And you could actually inherit a little issue from the car that's having an issue, and instead of that car being towed away, you're going to get towed away, and we don't want that. So we want a battery jump box. It has a million and one uses. You can get them at a box store. You can get them at, like, a home improvement store. I've seen them in there. You can get them in an auto parts store. Yeah, just put the little clamps on top of the battery post. Of course, red is positive, black is negative, and you let her rip. These things are great because not only can they jumpstart a car, they also have an outlet for, like, a lamp. You plug in a lamp for whatever reason, but that's the outlet I'm trying to describe, like a household outlet. You also have USB cable. You have a flashlight that built into them. They're great. A battery jump box.
They
now,
really
I use mine when I can find it because it's passed around the neighborhood here and there. So when everybody knows I've got one. But, you know, they jump start their lawnmowers and things like that. I'm sitting around all winter. But I even use mine. I have a Celestron 8 telescope with a drive on it, and I plug that right into that battery jump box, for an example. And I'm good for 3-4 hours. So it's just not for the car. It's for other uses. So it's a very good investment. Another thing that I always like to point out is if you can, a little compressor, a little mini compressor, or a can of Fix-A-Flat. You know, you might have brand new tires on a vehicle, but you don't know what's on the road.
Oh,
that tire
so true.
Can pick up anything, can't it?
It absolutely can. You never know what's going to be on the highway. I was on a highway here in Florida this week, going up from Orlando down to Vero Beach, and I was on the turnpike here in Florida. And not only did I encounter something that I had not encountered before, something called love bugs, but I also encountered just a whole slew of stuff on the road. I mean, tires that have been shredded by big rigs and lots of stuff that could be picked up and potentially be really damaging to tires.
Oh, you had the love bug incident, did you?
I did.
Well, let me tell you, any bugs, especially what we call down in the southern states of love bugs, their internal organs, which get smushed on the front of your car and windshield, that's very caustic, and it will actually eat into the paint. So when you can, try to remove that as quick as possible. A nylon soft sponge that you could get at the grocery store, that's great, and just some soft liquid. You don't want to stripe it on there dry because you want to save the paint. But before you hit the road, no matter if you're going from New England to California or driving around in Florida with the love bugs right now, it's love bug season, always have a light coat of wax on the nose and right above the windshield. And keep a little can with you, or you could spray it on as well. And when you get to your destination, you can always wipe and respray. And this is going to make your car look great for when it's time to trade it in a couple of years.
So true. Absolutely. You've got to take care of your vehicle, because lots of people realize it, but then they don't realize it. And outside of purchasing a house, I mean, nowadays, whether you're buying a new car or pre-owned vehicle, this is a huge investment that you must take care of.
Well, definitely. You know, even though you might not like the car, you're ready to trade it in, it still is the money. This is your trade-in, like you just said, and very, very important. Another thing that I would keep in my box, remember you can keep this in a box or an old duffel bag to keep in the trunk or in the back hatch of your vehicle, duct tape, 1,001 uses of duct tape. Let me tell you, this stuff is great, isn't it, Bob?
It is. I once did a story years ago when they had a campaign with some guys that they called the duct tape guys, and it was a very funny interview, but it's true. I mean, you can use that stuff on just a whole slew of things that you never imagined.
Exactly, especially if you get into a tiny fender bender, or, you know, a lot of times people will pull up into unfamiliar curbs and so on and forth. They'll have a higher curb height, and they'll pull that air dam from underneath, and it's dragging on the ground. We want you to duct tape that thing right back in place as best as possible, because we need that cover under the car. People don't realize that's for air circulation, for the cooling fans and the condenser fans and so on and so forth. So it's important to have it underneath there.
Straight ahead, we're going to have more duct tape and more fun with Pam Oakes. Yeah, right here on Auto World. You got a question? We got a number, 855-660-4261, or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Negative items on the internet holding you back, hurting your income, damaging your reputation, putting a damper on your personal life?
Worst service ever. They suck. I got screwed out of money. Buyer beware.
Worthless. Stay away.
We replace negative items on the internet with positive ones. We call this brand management or reputation management. We can help. Log on to removebadstuff.com for more information and our contact information. removebadstuff.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
That's what we're doing right now, giving you a broadcast tune-up, courtesy of ASC certified technician Pam Oates. Pam also has a degree in electrical engineering, owns Pam's Motor City down in Fort Myers, Florida, does a number of radio shows, and has written a wonderful series of books called Car Care for the Clueless, got a great website as well, and we're talking about getting your vehicle ready for Memorial Day and for summer travel ahead. John, my producer in Minnesota here today, was talking to me between the breaks about the severe weather that hurt and definitely did a major job on a lot of states, and Minnesota certainly one of the ones that really received some really severe cold. I mean, it's always cold there in the wintertime, but this year was just a whole new ball game. He wanted to talk a little bit about if you live in one of those states and your vehicle has been through one of these extreme winters of 2014, are there any elements of the vehicle that you should pay a special attention to when you're getting ready for the summer and getting ready to perhaps take that road trip?
Oh, definitely. You know, we really want to pay attention to the tire condition, of course, and that nasty, horrible weather you're talking about in the Minneapolis area. Let me tell you, I had a friend of mine who moved from Fort Myers. They actually had a tall ship, and she relocated with her family up in Minneapolis. So she went from 90-degree weather to below 90-degree, and she was saying how... Kathy was telling me how her car was making noises. Of course it's going to, because the steering gear, the suspension, the brakes, the tires, even the mounts, the engine mounts, the body mounts, all that rubber in there is going to be stressed to the max. And you definitely, like I was saying before, have the vehicle checked over bumper to bumper by a qualified ASC certified technician, not your neighbor, not your uncle who used to do this 10, 15 years ago, but by someone who is up to date with their certification. They know what's going on. They know what to look for, because each vehicle has its idiosyncrasies, and they are going to know where the weak spot is in that make and model, and they're going to definitely double-check that.
Let's remind folks a little bit about that ASC designation and that blue seal that you should look at shops all around North America.
Oh, definitely. It's Automotive Service Excellence. And they give us, there's a whole plethora of tests now, but there's, for automotive, there's 8 modules, and then they have a few others that they've added, like under car and general maintenance, and then they have an advanced for drivability in L1. Now, these are exams that are actually through ASC, ACT, remember ACT, SAT for the college entrance?
Oh, all too well.
That was
yes.
And how isolated you were? Well, these guys, they're the ones who administer this, and it's just as isolated and tough, and you need to know your stuff. If you don't, you're not going to pass. So the people who do pass really know what's going on, and they're up to date, and that's why it's so important to be an ASC Blue Seal technician. Now, the ASC Blue Seal shop, that's a shop that employs the ASC technician, and they prove that over 75% of their staff is ASC certified. So that means, you know, not only are the technicians keeping up, the shop's keeping up as well. I think it's a great program.
Absolutely. Remind our listeners about all the great resources that you have book-wise, website-wise, as well as media-wise. You do a number of radio shows, and these shows can be accessed via the Internet if you're not in the listening area. And also for all of our listeners in the Fort Myers area, why don't you be sure and give a plug for Pam's Motor City?
Well, thank you. That's very, very kind. Thank you. Yes, but for those out there who are in the Fort Myers area and can't gain access to us, relative access, go to our website, carcareforthecluelist.com, and we have an interactive form. We have a free car care guide. We have a free severe storm hurricane guide, and it's all about making you a savvy car consumer. We want to inform you of how you can protect your wallet when it's time to go to the shop. And, you know, we were talking about going on summer vacation travel, you know, other than having, like, a little tool set and first aid kit and screwdrivers, you know, some paper towels, maybe a snack or two and some bottled water in case you got in a little fender bender and you have to wait for a tow truck. You know, you can also find ASC Blue Seal shops right online, ASC.com, and you can find out the general area where you're at. If you're having an automotive issue on the road, and then go to an ASC Blue Seal shop because you know they have shown their proficiency in repairing your vehicle right. So, yes, you're on your own when you're on the road, but when you go to an ASC Blue Seal shop, it's going to be a little bit more like home. They're going to know what's going on, just like the person you take your vehicle to. So
we really
like to emphasize that. Of course, you can always give me a tweet at Car Care, the number 4 Clueless. And we're on KCAA in San Bernardino, Loma Linda on Saturday mornings, their time, 9 a.m. And, of course, L.A. Talk Radio on Thursday, 5 Pacific drive time. We have a lot of fun. And it's all about helping you guys out, keeping money in your wallet. It's really not that hard. They like to make it sound hard, but it really isn't. And we're educating one consumer at a time.
Wonderful. Since I'm a Yankee, since I've lived in Massachusetts all of my life up until this past year, I moved down here to Florida in late November, and it was my first time experiencing these love bugs down here. Now, I know in traveling in other areas of the South, and we have lots of radio stations in places like Alabama and Georgia and Mississippi and Texas, certainly bugs are definitely a much bigger problem in this area of the country than they are in other areas such as the Northeast. But I had never experienced anything like these love bugs down here in Florida. Tell us the story behind the story with these bugs.
Aren't they just wonderful? Yes, we're all out there swearing as they're splattering all over our windshield and our paint. But like I said, you need to keep them off the paint. Any kind of bug, you want to keep that off the paint. And it's funny because when the season comes across the state, and I, too, have traded blizzards for hurricanes just like you have, Bob, from being the east side of Detroit. And the first time we saw these, it was absolutely incredible. And because they come in such a mass, I mean, you can attest that if you get to a point, you can't even scale the windshield. You have to stop. You have to scrape them off the windshield. And they just get in these groupings. It's unbelievable. But you'll have other bugs, too. But, you know, there again, you want to get that off the paint as soon as possible. And if you know you're going to be, especially going towards a southern state, late spring, early summer, you're going to be running into these things literally, and we want this not to stick to the paint. So, like I said, a light coat of wax. I always do a light coat of wax on my car, and of course somebody says, hey, you still have wax on your car, and I'm like, yes, it's on the nose and right above the windshield, so I can protect my paint, I can protect my investment. So when it's time to trade her in, I'm going to get top dollar instead of having all these little nicks where the intestinal juice from the bug, like I said, literally eats right into the paint. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm kind of surprised that some manufacturer or some glue company hasn't come up with a formula or used love bugs to create a cement, because that's what it's like. It's like a cement. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Oh, that's great. That's a wonderful description. And somebody should come up with, you know, a product to easily remove them, because they're not easily removed. You really have to use some special techniques to get rid of them.
Yes, like I was saying, that, you know, that nylon sponge that you can get at the grocery store, that real soft nylon sponge, that helps a lot. Warm, soapy water, very warm, soapy water. And you just have to be very careful if you let them sit on there for a day or two, because they are going to mix right in with the body of the car.
Let's talk about some other important things when we're heading out on a road trip. You mentioned the jump box. That's all very much extraordinarily important for people to take. Take your words of advice, because I still see people on the sides of the road doing jumps, and I really honestly learned this from you, because so many of the modern day vehicles with all their electronics, I mean, you can really do a tremendous damage. You can just fry everything. So get that jump box and visit carcareforthecoolest.com for more information. Pam, thank you so much for your time today. We'll get you back with us real soon.
Thank you. Everybody have a great driving season.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.